What's up, everyone? This is your girl, JC, and I got some thoughts to give to you today. Today being April 6, 2020, and as we all know, this is a monumental time in the whole wide world because we are under quarantine due to COVID-19. COVID-19 came in and said, stop. And we had to stop. This time has gotten people to just start looking into themselves. And has gotten a lot of people to start giving advice. Now, it may sound like I'm going to start giving advice. But I just want to give my thoughts on this whole situation. The one thing that you can do during this quarantine, the one thing, okay, because I see a lot of it going on. And so I wanted to tell you the one thing that you can do during this quarantine, and it is, stop telling people what to do during the quarantine. Period. Point blank. At this particular point in our lives, as adults, we may have made the decision to have allowed for ourselves to be in situations where we are surrounded by people that are for us or not. During this quarantine, we have to come out of it how we choose to come out of it. And I say this to say, you know, everyone's like, oh, you should come out with a new skill, or if you didn't come out better than you were before, then you're just wasting your time. And some people are like, well, don't listen to that. Because you know what? I'm going to give you a reasoning as to how I feel I'm going to come out of the quarantine. And you know what? It may be totally different once this thing lifts. I was talking to a friend the other day about the situation. And I call myself an introvert. But I'm not really an introvert. I'm more of an ambivert. I can be extroverted when I want to. Introverted when I need to. More introverted than extroverted. It just all depends on the people that I'm surrounding myself with and how much I really, really rock with you. And in talking with her, I was talking about how I missed going to brunch. And the one thing that I was saying was, for the longest, I was telling everyone how I never got to see my house. I never got to see my house. Again, if you all listened to earlier podcasts, I have children. Right now, I have 3 teenagers that live at home. The oldest one is off living her life in the military. And all I ever did was go to work, had to be there by 8 o'clock. Got off of work at 4:30. Kids had to go to work at 5 o'clock. Another kid had to be picked up at 5 o'clock. Thankfully, they work at the same job. Another kid had to be picked up from school because that kid is an athletic trainer. So I was in my car for at least a good hour before I sat down in my house. I would sit down in my house, and the kid that had to be to work at 5 o'clock had to be picked up by 10 o'clock at night. So there was really no rest, because why would I rest when I knew I had to get up? Because I'm one of those people, if I go to sleep, I don't want to get up. So I would keep myself preoccupied. No, I don't cook dinner because they're old enough. They have all eaten. So don't ask me about cooking dinner. It's not happening. But I would make myself busy with things until 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, I would go pick him up, come home. You got to wind down. By the time I fell asleep, it was about 11, 1130 to wake up and do it all over again. Saturdays and Sundays, I'm off of work. but somebody possibly had to go to work or had to go do something. So I always would holler because I moved into my place in August. I really had no time in my new house. I got time in my new house. Now, it may not be the time that I would like to have had in my new house, but I got time nonetheless. I still have a job. I work from home. So I go downstairs. I work from home. I clock out at 4:30. I go upstairs. I sit in my room. I watch TV. I still go to bed at about 11:30. But I'm not running around like a chicken with my head cut off. All like that. And yeah, they still have jobs as well. So the job has cut back their hours, obviously. So I'm still taking them to work and picking them up, but not as frequently as I was. I have this podcast, and I was like, I'm going to get on here and just spew content. But if I have nothing worthy to say, it's just me talking, and who's going to listen? I mean, I have a faithful few listeners, but who's really going to listen if I really just start talking nonsense? It's not going to happen. It's not who I am. It's my thoughts. I think a lot, but I don't think you want to hear them all the time. Then I was like, I'm going to read books because I have a bookshelf and I'm going to read books. And there's nothing with being able to sit back and read my book, but I'm not in the mood right now to read a book. And I was like, and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And I had all these grand ideas. I wouldn't say delusions of grandeur because they're not. They can still transpire. But I had all these grand ideas. And something says, stop. You need to rest. Because I was always hollering, I'm tired. Well, you know what? Now you're at home working. And yes, you know what I'm saying? You have to do things outside of the house, but you don't have to really be in your car for hours on end. So how tired do you want to be? So I stopped. And I decided that I was no longer going to be tired. I'm going to get on here and give you my thoughts when they come into my mind and I feel that they're worthy. I'm going to read that book. I'm going to come out of this however I come out of this, but I will never, ever, ever tell a person because you didn't learn a new skill or you didn't put forth that effort that you just wasted your time. No. If you went to sleep, if you sat and basked in the glory of the home that you pay for each and every month, if you were able to take a walk with your children on a trail, with your crazy dog, which I have, and just been able to enjoy nature in a way that you haven't been able to enjoy it, if you've been able to communicate with people in a manner in which it doesn't feel like it's stressed or just in passing, if you've been able to have conversations or eat dinner with your family or just sit by the person that you love in silence, then you've made something of yourself. Never allow for what someone else is thinking to dictate what you need to do. You're wonderful in anything that you choose to do in your downtime. The only thing that I ask is that you not lose yourself in the thoughts of what you think you're losing. Because I know a lot of people are like, well, I just feel like I'm not going to get this. And I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? I need to be out and I just slow down. There's an ability, or there's a greatness in having the ability to slow down and really think. I had an opportunity to do that about 6 years ago when I moved from one state to the next. I had the opportunity to sit down and really just think. I had the opportunity to really just be able to figure out who I was. This is the time. Everyone has a moment to make it their moment. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Make it your moment. So when we all come together and we tell our story about the quarantine of 2020, if someone says they started a business and you said you slept, you both did what you were meant to do during that time. Never let someone else's success make you feel like a failure. Let's enjoy this time. Again, from my mind to your ears, this is JC's Thoughts. You all have a wonderful night. Peace, love, and all the blessings.